This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All your ears are belong to us.
Error Code 8 is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/8DAG. On this episode of Error Code 8, Twitter finally lets you download your tweets. Google Maps is a huge hit. And there's a new app that Sam wants to talk about on his Windows 8 computer. Stay tuned.
Warning, Error Code 8 in progress. Warning, Error Code 8 in progress. Commencing.
Every time I hear that, I want to get my little ukulele. Welcome to the Error Code 8 podcast. As you can see, we're going high quality right now on the video. I have a lower third that's actually, it's backwards to me, but it's forwards to everyone else, so it's a little weird. But as you can see, I'm Jesse Miller, I'm your host, and joining me, as always, is the techno-Gaelic, Sam Briggs.
Hello and welcome back.
Who doesn't have a lower third?
I'm looking for it. I'm figuring this out. It's new technology.
It's in the toolbox, and it's the very first icon, the little gray line with a head over it. He'll find it sooner or later. Anyway, so we've got a little bit of news for you this week. Not a huge amount because, to be honest, around the holidays, the tech world kind of slows down. Not a lot. You know, everything gets released before the holidays, so people buy it all and everything like that. Oh, look, he has it. Say something.
Wait, what? I'm still figuring it out. Yep. So I'm figuring this out. I wondered what that was for.
That's awesome. So for the audio listeners, his lower third said, Sam Briggs, does this say the other phrase?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, because there's two text fields on the form, and if you don't fill them both out correctly, you know, it looks weird. Mine, however, says Jesse Miller, all around hoopy frood. So that's cool. Anyway, so first thing on our news list here, Twitter is actually allowing you to download your tweets now, allowing you to download your whole Twitter arc. Well, it's rolling out. It's not rolled out for everyone, I don't believe. Oh, what do you got?
Twitter name.
Nice. I didn't put my Twitter handle on my lower third. But I will.
Actually,
you could probably just put that on there and leave that, you know?
Yeah. Or,
why don't I just do that? There. Bada boom. As if they don't know who the hell we are. But anyway.
True.
So, Twitter letting you download your entire Twitter feed. Pretty nice, if you ask me. I mean, you know, I've used an app to do this for a long time, so I don't necessarily need this feature. But, you know, kudos, I guess. You were going to rant about it.
Well, I like to rant on Twitter regardless. They're a company that always kind of rubs me the wrong way. In this case, they are doing something good, you know, because in a world of the internet where nothing you own is yours, giving the user an option to recover what is actually theirs is really awesome in that regard. Of course, it doesn't really matter because 90% of your Twitter clients out there have shuttered their apps because, you know, they hit too many users and they use up their tokens and they go out of business. Twitter.
It's true. It is true. I mean, you're not lying. So, a lot of times, I mean, when Twitter first started, it was like the service. You know, everybody wanted in on it. I mean, it's still so huge, but the problem is that Twitter has finally realized that they can't make money letting everyone access all their stuff. You know, so now they're trying to make money, and people, you know, they were such a free service before. Now they're trying to make money, and people are starting to get bent out of shape. This, I mean, this just shows that, you know, I mean, I understand that Twitter does need to make money. I can only imagine the amount of money it takes to run, you know, all the servers and everything. So
at the explosive level of adoption that they had.
Oh, yeah.
To go from 1 month of needing X amount of servers and next month needing three times X amount of servers, that's no way you can run a business. Running cost of it became exponential compared to the previous month every single time.
It's true. And I mean, like, you know, I mean, the faster you grow, the faster you're going to have to spend that money, like you said. And you got to make it somewhere. It sucks that they had to go the route of kind of alienating all the third-person developers. But, you know, I mean, you could not have seen that coming.
Right. Well, it also sucks that whenever you're using a dead operating system that has no support, and one by one they drop, and then you're out of options. So, yeah. It's I guess that was a unique case for me, though.
Probably. Look at you. You're just editing your lower third all over the place,
yeah,
aren't you?
I know. Once I realized how to do it and what it was actually for, yeah. So they have all of my – for those of you who are watching the video or listening and don't know what I'm putting on here, I have my Twitter name and my about.me through the entire show. So nice. You can find, follow, and stalk me through the entire episode.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Yeah, I should probably edit mine for something like that, but we'll leave mine alone for right now. Right. The multitasking sucks.
Yes.
Like I said in the last episode, I'm basically a cat with a moth as it is. I've got so many things going on at once. So that's pretty much all there is to say about that. It's nice that they are.
If you aren't seeing the setting for it now, they are rolling it out in bursts.
Yes.
So if you're not seeing it right now, come back later. This really isn't something, you know, I mean, if you're trying to download your tweets before the world ends, I can understand your, you know.
Because that's so important.
Exactly. The expeditiousness of your desires.
Let me see
but
if I have.
I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I wonder where is it, let's see, where is it actually at?
Under settings?
It just, well, there's several different settings, though, is my thing.
It says in the article. I'm trying to remember.
See, maybe it's just under account. If it's under account, I don't have it yet. It probably is, more than likely. I can't imagine them putting it somewhere else. Account is what you open up to.
Let me say, under settings, there's a request your Twitter archive option.
Yeah, I don't have it yet.
I'm going to say it's underneath the country tab. Or if you, it should be listed underneath country.
Oh, okay. Yep, I don't have it yet. Well, I was going to try it, but oh well. So basically, if you want to get all your tweets, if your tweets are really that important to you, personally, I don't remember half the crap I tweet anyway. So, you know, I don't fiddle with it. However, there is also, and hopefully we'll get some kind of a retweet for saying this, but Gina Trapani works for a company called Smarterware, and they have an app called ThinkUp. And the ThinkUp app, you install it. It's I believe it's a PHP app. You install it on a web server. For instance, I have it on our web server for the website, and it actually queries Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and I think a few others, and will actually download all your tweet information and keep it in an SQL database on your server. It also lets you see stats and all kinds of cool stuff like that. It's really fun to use if you're a geeky person. It does take a little bit of finagling to get it all set up. Newer versions might be easier because they are actively updating it, but it's kind of fun to play around with. It's a ThinkUp app. I believe if you go to thinkupapp.com, yeah, that's it. So you go to thinkupapp.com and check that out. It's pretty good stuff. And it's free. So free is always nice.
Exactly.
All right. So next on our list, Google. Google Maps got released. This is very exciting for me. Not that I use an iOS device for my main navigation. I use my S3. But still, you know, I enjoy the fact that Google is slowly making their way back onto iOS after Apple cut them off. Everyone I know who has an iPhone, I immediately said, hey, go download Google Maps, check it out, see what you think. I checked it out. It is actually amazing. It's full-featured. It's just like the one that we have on Android. It's a very nice piece of software. And apparently 10 million people think it's a nice piece of software, too, because it's been downloaded over 10 million times.
Wow.
I know, right? I mean, yeah. I wonder how many iPhones are in circulation compared to that number. Or how many iOS 6 iPhones are in circulation. Because I know there's some people who would not update simply because of the maps problem.
Yep.
But yeah.
I would say there's... I have quite a few friends who are still hanging on to iPhone 4s. They... one, that they didn't upgrade. They didn't do the update to the new version of iOS simply because they had used Google Maps so heavily.
Yeah, it's... It's a nice app. It really is. You don't have an iOS device, do you?
No.
Okay. Like I said, I tried it on my iPad. My iPod is still 5.0 or it's one of those. There's too many. I don't keep up with the Apple iOS updates because they're useless to me. I keep up with the jailbroken updates. You gotta have jailbroken.
Right.
Yeah, so 10 million downloads in just about 48 hours. Pretty. That could probably be telling you something, Apple, that maybe you did actually make that big of a mistake.
Easily. We'll see, though. We'll see if they learn.
No, of course they won't.
Well, they did fire two of the guys that are more than likely, you know, behind most of those shenanigans.
Well... true. They had it coming, though.
True.
All right. Google Music. It's an app I use quite a bit. I absolutely love being able to store all of my purchases in the cloud and just stream them and keep certain ones in the cache in my phone that I listen to all the time. It ties in heavily with the Google Play Music Store. And one thing that Europe had... It was kind of cool. It was called Scan and Match. All right. Basically, iTunes. What is it? It's just called iTunes Match, isn't it? On iTunes.
Yes.
Okay. I like to ask your opinion, Sam, because your opinion matters to me.
Well, thank you. It means a lot.
One of these days, I'm going to lose my voice, and I'm just going to let you do the whole thing to where you have to talk, and you can have a sore throat after we're done.
Oh, that's I'm okay with just kind of sitting here looking pretty.
Yeah. Anyway, so Google Play users who upload their music collection, like yours truly, like, you know, I should put that on my lower third, uploads his entire Google Music collection, lots of songs. It will actually scan the whole library, and it'll replace it with, you know, good stuff, with beautifulness. Just like iTunes Match, basically. They scan it, they give you the good tracks, and you go on about your life. Do you use Google Play Music at all?
I do not own any music.
Nobody owns any music, Sam.
I know.
Nobody owns any of the music they think they own.
Yeah, I actually don't have a music collection. I had 3 CDs on my Pre that just got stolen, and now that it's stolen, it's gone forever and ever. So I entirely use Spotify and Pandora. Hmm. I think I had CDs from whenever I was in high school, but I'd have to find those. I don't really know where they're at. By the way, on the Google Play, if you do back it up, the file that you re-download is actually more than likely a higher bitrate file than when you uploaded it. So for those of you who kind of are music purists and don't want to go through the hassle of converting your music yourself, Google will put it in a CBR file if whenever you re-download it. So definitely not a bad deal in and of itself. Now, I would use, if I had a music collection, I would, but Spotify just kind of fills the need.
I wonder if Google Music tells me how many tracks I have. I mean, if I stutter, I'm sorry, because I have a very large music collection, and it's likely to
flip
suffer
out
connection a little bit here.
Yeah.
Songs. 6,443 songs over 17 days worth of music. That's what I have in Google. Not as many as I thought, actually. That's kind of embarrassing. But hey. So, yeah, if you do use Google Music, we're going to be getting an iTunes feature that iTunes people have to pay for, and we're getting it free. But yeah. That's basically what I wanted to say with that story. The feature makes absolutely no difference to me because the tracks I upload are extremely high quality anyway. Because
right.
Google, with the Google Music, the way they do it is they do number of tracks. So you get to upload, I believe it's 20,000 tracks. They don't do it by size. So I immediately started uploading the higher bitrate versions of everything I had anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and it's free. Once again, true. You can't beat free, man.
Agreed.
No way that you can beat free. All right. So, real quick, I'd like to mention our sponsor, Audible.com. Audible is a great place to go for all your audiobook needs. Pretty much the premier place to go on the internet, period, for audiobooks. There are those other stores, but nah, don't waste your time. What you get if you try our Audible trial, and you go to audibletrial.com/8DAG to give it a shot, we're going to give you a 30-day free trial, completely free. All you have to do is put in your information so that they can keep track and let you sign in. So you put in your info, which is easy also if you have an Amazon account, because since Audible is part of the Amazon family, a lot of your info can be imported directly. So you sign in. You get 30 days to try out the service. You browse the store. You get 25% off of everything you buy, just like a member does. But then you also get one credit that you can spend on any one credit book in the Audible store. Most of the books in the Audible store are one credit. There are very few two credit books. So you take your one credit, you buy your book, you listen to it, and at the end of the 30 days, if you decide you don't want to keep Audible, you can go ahead and cancel it. It's very easy to do so. I don't think you will, but you can. So you cancel it, and you get to keep the audiobook completely free of charge. Our gift to you for trying Audible.com. So you go to audibletrial.com/8DAG, and there's a link at the bottom of our show notes every single episode that will let you guys click on that and go directly to that link page. We try to give you a book to buy with your credit every episode. Obviously, this is not the only book you can get, but it kind of gets you started. Now, I have a little bit of a special suggestion today. This book is called Free, The Future of a Radical Price. All right? Now, it's a pretty cool book. It talks about, excuse me, it talks about how companies do, you know, how they give things out for free. And with our Twitter discussion, I think this actually works really well. It's written and narrated by Chris Anderson. And he basically, like I said, he talks about the beginning of the free sample and what free samples were used for and how they're monetized. And, you know, if you get this for free, it usually means you're subsidizing the price on something else and all this good stuff. It's fantastic. It goes all the way from the very beginning of free all the way up to modern day and how Google supplies Gmail for free and Google Search for free and all this good stuff. It really, truly is a great book. And can you imagine, Sam, how much do you think, for all this amazing content, how much do you think Chris Anderson wants for his book?
Free?
It is free. It is completely and utterly free. And it is free to members, and I think you do have to be a member to actually download it, obviously, but you don't I don't think you have to have a paying plan. You can buy it a la carte because the price is free. Member price, regular price, $0. So the kicker is, since it's free, it doesn't cost a credit. So you go, you try Audible, you download this book, and you download another book. That's two books. Two books we're giving you completely free, just for trying it out. It's worth it. It really is.
I agree.
So, audible.com, try it out. It's audibletrial.com/8DAG to get a free audiobook and 30 days free. All right.
If you're wondering what I'm doing, I
try not to.
I just realized. All right, so do you mind if I go in on the Windows 8? Since it's right here.
Go in on the Windows 8. Why not?
Okay.
Do it.
Well, for those Audible fans who right now are sitting at a Windows 8 computer watching us, you can actually go into the Windows Store and download the Audible app. They just released it. I already have it downloaded. It follows the standard Windows 8 design, so it's very clean, very pretty looking. What I'm currently doing is that I secretly don't have an Amazon account, so I've kind of always just used other people's. So I'm having to go back and actually make one.
I can't believe you don't have an Amazon account.
I am the biggest Scrooge when it comes to buying anything, especially online. Oh, this is a wow! I must have I hate that was annoying. The backspace button is in fact a back button, apparently on Amazon's website. What I'm trying to do is, I was going to make a restart and ask her. I was actually trying to download a book so that I could get a idea of how it would play through, but I will let you know next time. However, the app is in and of itself very attractive looking, and it's got all your basic menus. So once you're sitting on the home screen, you have a create your Audible account and a sign in with your Audible account, and you have immediately to the right of that new releases, bestsellers, and the Audible Essentials. Click on any of those, and just like on most things on Windows 8, the screen grays out, and a tab pulls from the right side of the screen, which shows you can listen to samples of the books. Currently, I clicked on The Hobbit, the unabridged version.
Ooh, that'd be a long book.
Oh, yeah, but since the movie did just launch, it probably comes highly recommended.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's 11 hours and 8 minutes.
The unabridged version is?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's surprising, considering I'm reading a book right now that's longer than that, and you wouldn't think that would happen.
Yeah, it's normally $28, but if you have that credit, you can get it for free.
Wow. You know what else is free? The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle.
Really? Yeah.
By Arthur Conan Doyle.
Nice.
I actually downloaded that the other day. Anytime there's a free book, I download it. My Audible library is huge. That's my pickup line in the bars. Is, hey, baby, I got a huge Audible library.
Yeah, it's probably not recommended.
Yeah, well, why I'm married.
If you go to a library, maybe a Starbucks.
Work. Yeah, yeah. My indie music library is fantastic. No, that's why I'm married, because I have no class, no style, and absolutely no smoothness to me at all. If you meet me at a convention, I wouldn't consider myself socially awkward, but I don't know. I'm odd. I've always been told that I'm not uncomfortable to be around, but I'm a little odd.
Weren't you the guy holding the microphone the last time you and Brandon went? Like, the boom mic, or did you have the camera?
I had the camera.
Oh, it was the camera stick.
Yeah, I had the magical camera staff, my media staff. I had the camera on the top part of it, and I had the mic, the whole big mic pack and everything like that.
Yeah.
Well, so last time we didn't do video. I just had my big camera on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
If I go this year, who knows? I'm planning on going to C2E2, so hopefully we'll get some more coverage. And you can meet me at C2E2. Because I'm that kind of web celebrity. I'm the people's man. I will go down and shake hands with the viewers and the listeners, because there's more listeners than there are viewers right now. The listeners, you mean a lot to me. Anyway, last story.
Viewers, you will too, but you better get more viewers.
Yeah, you need to have a bigger army.
Yeah, retweet into oblivion.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Exactly.
Spock said that. He also said the one. But, yeah. That was my thoughtful face, by the way. Anyway, so last story. This doesn't really affect a whole lot of people because Boost Mobile doesn't have that huge of a subscriber base. However, I just don't like it. Because it's still adding to the trend, and this trend doesn't need to pick up any kind of momentum, but it has so much momentum already. Boost Mobile is going to start throttling mobile data. For all the people who have their monthly unlimited plans, they will start to throttle your data speeds at 2.5 gigabytes of used data. They're going to start throttling you down to 256 kilobytes a second. I mean, that is wow. I mean, that is slow.
Actually, that's...
I think it's standard, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty close to what they normally get. Like, they can get better, but it's pretty rare for Boost Mobile to get better than that.
Really? See, I've never had a Boost Mobile phone, so...
Whenever I wasn't working in retail and such, and we'd be trying to... we'd have the account, like, something as simple as loading the payment page could take a long time.
Nice. So, yeah, Boost Mobile's throttling data. Boo on throttling data. I'm too tired to rant about it at this point.
What scares
Boost
me...
Boost Mobile's so small it doesn't bother me that much.
Right. What scares me is that Virgin Mobile started doing this earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Boost Mobile's doing it now. Who owns Virgin and Boost?
Sprint.
Yeah. So, if they are, in fact... Oh, what's that?
That does bother me a little bit.
Right. If they are, in fact, suffering a bit of a data crunch, you know, and they're more or less trying to unload by, you know, messing with their prepaid carriers, you know, it's because that's free money for Sprint, really prepaid. I mean... You end up paying a lot more, you buy the device outright, and you end up paying way more generally than you ever use.
Well,
that's the way
definitely.
Prepaid works normally. And not that it's not how contract works. Contract you just end up paying a lot more. But it's free money, so it's one of those things, if this starts hurting Sprint, and they start losing prepaid customers... They're not going to go on to Sprint more than likely if they know, you know, that, hey, Sprint owns Boost. I'm not going to Sprint. So this is something that that can be a bad PR statement for Sprint if they don't watch out.
True. True. And they need all the good PR they can get because of their Clearwire
exactly.
deal. So.
Unless they want to say that, you know, pull an AT&T and say, if we buy Clearwire, we'll have all the spectrum we need to fix our backhaul.
Womp womp.
Exactly.
I hope they don't pull that because, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Sprint, you're better than that.
We all know that it's not true. It wasn't true for AT&T. And Sprint simply does not have the customer base for it to even remotely be true.
No.
So.
No. Unfortunately, they need more customers because Sprint's, you know, like I've always said, Sprint's a really good, really good cell phone carrier.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's the end of the news for this week, guys. Sam, Not that they couldn't have seen it already if they were viewers instead of listeners, but could you tell the listeners where they can find, follow, and or stalk you?
www.about.me/SamuelBriggs.
It's right there on the bottom.
Exactly. Right there on the bottom. And just a shortcut for those of you who are too lazy to go on the internet for whatever reason, @TechnoGaelic will hit me up on the Twitter account. Jesse just rolled away. He's gone. It looks like he's getting a gun. I'm not really sure what it is. It's a giant long bag. It's black. Oh, it is a ukulele.
All right. So if you'd like to find me, my email address is jesse@8daysofgeek.com. You can find me on Twitter @PenOfDoom. And if you want to find out everything about me, you can go to about.me/JesseMiller. It's real simple. No, I'm not going to play anything and sing anything for you.
Oh, I really thought you were. You haven't started to play a note. I'm like, is he going to break into song? It's going to get awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, no. It's not tuned. Otherwise, I would. I haven't played it for a while. I thought it would be tuned, but it's not tuned. So, you know. Anyway, and see, if you were watching, you could have saw my mad ukulele moves, right?
Exactly.
I'm just saying. That's a hard chord.
Roommate.
I saw that. And you'd get to see Sam's roommate.
Yeah, because I live in a tiny little room with a bed in it, and my bed is as big as the room, so I have to do it in the living room.
His roommate's unmentionables, too.
It'll probably happen.
At least once.
Yeah. Clothing is rarely a necessity in the bachelor pad.
It's true. By the way, I think my trash can just ran down the street. I heard it.
I think I heard it too, to be completely honest. I was about to look up.
That's going to suck later. All right. So thanks for listening, guys, and thanks for watching, guys. We'll be here. You know what? Hold on. Before I say that, you know what? Next week, we might be a little late. I'm not positive. It depends on our Christmas schedule. You look very sad. We might be a little late. Depends on our Christmas schedule. Christmas falls on a Tuesday. We normally record on Tuesday. We are recording on Thursday this week. But we'll see what we can do. We should be back next week, more than likely, if nothing comes up. So join us next week for more fun and games and funny faces. I'm glad that you got that memo.
I was waiting for it.
I like this one. Or that one.
Trying to match the faces.
That's so horrible. Anyway, join us next week, guys. More fun and games. Sam, would you say goodbye to the beautiful people?
Goodbye, beautiful people.
Warning. Error code 8 in progress. Warning. Error code 8 in progress.
There's no error.
Danger.
There's no error.
Error code 8 subsided.